My Music. A panel game devised by Tony Schrein and Edward J. Mason. Chairman, Steve Race.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Martin Perkins of Orpington sent me a newspaper announcing a local appearance of the Philip Jones Brass Ensemble. And he added, your support will be most welcome. Well, your support's most welcome as I introduce yet again the four contestants in My Music. John Amos and Frank Muir, Ian Wallace and Dennis Norton. John, I come to you first, as always. Listen to this music, please, and then tell me, what's the date? Melodies there, just beginning. What's the date, John?
Well, I think in the opera, Gournemanz takes about 50 minutes to tell us that it's Easter.
Yes, it is. It is, in fact, a particular day. It's Good Friday.
Yes,
that's right. It's the Good Friday music from Parsifal.
Yes. You probably saw The Guardian recently, did you, when they referred to it as farcical?
Yes. Actually, I've got a nice thing for you. W.J. Turner, music critic, described Elgar's The Kingdom as Parsifal written by a gentleman. Rather nice touch.
And there. Noel Coward said that Pelléas and Mélisande was like Parsifal without the jokes.
Yes. Right, another subject altogether. Frank, here is a mnemonic for remembering the kings of England. William, William, Henry, Stephen, Henry, Richard, John, Henry, Edward, 1, 2, 3, Richard, 2, the king will be when all three Neds have gone. Then another Henry, and...
Date was 1812. It sounds to me very much like William Walton.
Yes.
And it's the music to the film Henry V.
Henry V, that's right. The one who came in one pass instead of in two parts. That's right, Henry V.
Didn't the Americans call that Hank Sink?
Hank Sink. Duke Ellington wrote a piece called Sonnet for Hank Sank.
Yes, that's right, yeah.
Actually, this is quite serious. I've always felt it's one thing I would love to do. I would love to take Shakespeare to see the start of Henry V. Mm. Do you remember the camera soars over London as it was and then comes in, and I can imagine Shakespeare saying, that's my Globe Theatre. Wonderful. Ian, according to Mrs. Grace Hull of Glasgow, one of her sons, I think when young, once asked to hear the song about a heater. Any idea what it was he might have wanted? A song about a heater.
Heater. No.
I will help you. Let's see if Bing Crosby can assist.
Heater, Juanita, ask thy soul if we should part.
He actually asked for the song about one heater.
Yeah.
One heater, that's right.
One heater.
Ian, whose tune originally was that?
Oh, wait a minute.
Yes. Came from his first opera, Almira.
Was it my namesake, Wallace?
No, it was Ian Handel. I think you've dropped a bit of a mark.
I dropped a complete mark.
Juanita was the song that Bing Crosby sang. Dennis, whenever I play this tune on the piano, it makes me think of July the 15th, and I'm going to ask you why. Why July July the 15th.
It's not when the last payment on the piano is due. No, it's soon it's going to rain, isn't it?
Yeah, soon it's going to rain.
Soon it's going to rain.
July the 15th.
Oh, that must be, then it must be. I'm not. There's a sibilance from the audience.
Yes, which that's right. Yeah.
Indicates Swithin's Day, where if it rains, you mustn't wash your car for 40
that's
nights
right.
or something.
That's yeah. the thing. Yes. If it rains on St. Swithin's Day, the July the 15th, it will rain for the next 40 days, mm-hmm. they say. A technicality or two. John, give us a gypsy scale. In other words, can you sing an ascending and descending harmonic minor scale?
Well, gypsy style.
Yeah. Well, gypsy scale. Marvellous, yes, absolutely.
Or something.
Yes, given a little flattened dominance on the way down, yes, why not? Very gypsy-ish. A harmonic minor scale with embellishments. Lovely.
Didn't understand a word of that.
Never mind, it's your turn now. Frank, which are the long...
Da, da, da.
John, would I be so foolhardy? Frank, which are the long keys, and who says so?
Long keys you find in lyrics where either the next line but one after or the line but one before is donkeys. No use at all.
The long keys, it's an American expression for the white notes on the piano, which are longer than the short black keys.
That's observant of them, isn't
it? Ian, when reading music, would you prefer it to be written in the bass clef or in the F clef?
Bass clef or the
F clef?
F clef. I can only think of that marvellous song that Rose Hill used to sing many years ago, which went, I'm tone deaf, can't tell a key from a clef.
I didn't know that one. Well,
I said... it was, I'm tone deaf.
I sort of have a feeling that this might be a trick question.
Ah.
And that... conceivably, they are the same, one and the same.
Well, you do read the bass clef, and if you think of that curly wig, it curls around the note F. They are the same, the bass clef and the F clef. I think he deserves a bonus mark for that.
You're very generous.
Dennis, what is, I wonder if you can work it out, a tromba spezzata?
The trombone stuffed with veal.
Tromba is actually trumpet.
Tromba. Oh, it's a trumpet.
Trumpet.
You don't
spezzata would be...
I don't
seriously,
know. Spezzata. Seriously, spezzata would be... What would spezzata... What is... What... I don't know. It's the past participle of some Italian verb.
Broken.
Oh, broken.
It's a broken trumpet. Yeah. Therefore, it's a...
It's a broken trumpet. It's what... It's if you give a child a trumpet for Christmas, it's what you get about 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, or it's a trombone. It's a broken trumpet. The trombone slides in and out, you know. I can't think why John and Frank shouldn't be able to collect four half marks now by naming the first four tunes in my piano medley. Likewise, Ian and Dennis, the second four tunes. Like to tell him?
Hancock's
half hour. It was Tony Hancock's.
Terribly good, that one.
I was at
Trinity Church. And I met my doom.
Thank you very much, yes.
And at the Shaw Theatre, too, the way things are going.
Yes.
Isn't it the Jumping Bean?
Jumping Bean by Robert Farnon, that's right. Then came...
Punishment fit the crime.
The Mikado song. Yeah,
thank you very much. Good enough. Right. Now,
Oh, with my shillelagh under my arm.
I notice you've done the same as I've done. You've just put down the one word shillelagh, spelt wrongly.
Yes.
Very fair comment. Possible to spell it. You can't spell it correctly in the time allotted.
By the same token, I wrote down a fine old E.G.
Fine old, for example.
Fine old English gentleman.
All good pals.
And?
Jolly good company.
Jolly good company. And the last one, which Frank sang a few years ago.
Yes. When you hear lips, press to the telephone. When it's Kitty, Kitty, isn't it a pity that...
Yes, that's right.
Kitty the telephone girl.
Kitty the telephone girl.
It's practically exactly the same tune as English Gentleman, isn't it?
Yes, that's what made me think of it.
I managed
to put together these piano medleys, actually.
I thought we were getting old English Gentleman again.
See where the old fingers go, that's right. A new orchestral work was being performed at a concert when someone from the audience called out, "Ignominious buffoonery."
Bassoonery, presumably.
Concert was actually in Paris, and he called it out in French, but I've translated it literally. I wonder, can you, each of you, recall some overheard comment on music being performed? Voice from the rear, you know, voice from the stalls, that kind of thing.
I remember the disastrous coronation performance of the premiere of Benjamin Britten's opera Gloriana. And they invited, of course, lots of diplomatic people, lots of people who had no interest in music whatsoever, let alone Benjamin Britten's opera. Yeah. And there was one sort of sudden silence when there'd been rather a racket going on, and one heard behind me one gentleman saying, "And you see, when he got a bit lighter, Carstairs, I could see there were two elephants."
I didn't overhear John Ruskin, but I've always loved it. John Ruskin had a very fine musical ear, but he didn't like Beethoven. And he wrote to a friend, "Beethoven always seems to me like the upsetting of bags of nails with here and there an also-dropped hammer."
Fine musical ear, no. Anyway, he was having trouble with Effie at the time, I think. That's what he was. Ian, an overheard comment?
A friend of mine recalled once hearing at the Royal Opera House many, many years ago, during a performance, I think, of Tristan, either Tristan or some other Wagner opera, a very disgruntled Italian-sounding voice, say, having obviously come to what he didn't want to see and absolutely fed up, and very loudly, in the middle of a quiet passage, shouted out, "I wanted a Rigoletto!"
Tristan, of all things, too. Lovely. Dennis, an overheard comment?
A listener once sent in a letter saying that they'd overheard somebody saying, "Yes, of course I like ballet, but not to look at." And the other one, which was, I'm trying to remember who told me, comes from the old days of variety, and it was the wife of a very famous comedian who started out as a singer, not a very good singer, and she got the bird somewhere, like Sunderland or something. As she was getting it, it was very painful, everybody was catcalling and yahooing and so on, and somebody shouted out, "God, give the old cow a chance." And she broke off the song and said, "Thank you, I'm glad there's one gentleman in there."
Right, good. John, I wonder how you are on geography. In this case, English. John, Donizetti's opera, Maria Stuarda, takes place partly in Fotheringay, Where is Fotheringay?
Sounds like in Mitzo land.
It's in Yorkshire.
No, it's not as far, as you might say, up as that. It's near Oundle, so can you give me a county?
Oundle, Northants.
Northamptonshire, Fotheringay Castle. So, still geography, Frank, The Travels of Felix the Cat. Up into the air he flew, landed down in Timbuktu. Where is that, Frank, Timbuktu?
Well, it's an old name for what we now call Bury St. Edmunds. It's the epitome of remoteness. That's the point about Timbuktu,
yes.
Isn't it?
Do you really know where it is? Just for interest.
Yes, in North Africa.
Thank you very much.
I've no idea where in North
in
Africa.
In Mali, on the borders of Sahara.
Where's Mali?
Actually, West Africa. Ian, heaven forbid that you should record a song about a place and not know where it is.
So they sailed away, both he and she, ta-da-da, ta-da-da, ta-da-da-da, which was rather odd, as it seems to me, for Alcala isn't on the sea, it's nowhere near the sea, ta-da-da.
Where is it, Ian, and which famous person was born there?
Oh, my goodness.
Which may have wiped the smile off your face.
Yes, it has.
long ago in Alcala.
Long ago in Alcala, yes. And I have sung that more times than I care to remember. Well, I'd always sort of thought it was mythical, but clearly it's not.
I'll give you its full name. It's Alcala de Henares.
Well, that means it must be in Spain.
Aha, yes. It's a bit nice to find out.
Well, it is, yes.
The man who was born there at one stage...
Obviously, I don't know that if I didn't know...
Well, you do know, because he wrote Don Quixote.
Oh, Cervantes.
Cervantes.
I don't know how you would pronounce that.
I think it's Cervantes. We decided to anglicise him now. Yeah. Dennis, this one certainly had my researchers on.
He wrote Don Quixote.
Worth an interpolation, isn't it? Dennis, over to you. This one had my researchers on the hop. Now, got a gal in Calico. Where's Calico?
Down in Santa Fe.
Yes.
Well, no, it's not a wear, it's a stuff.
Of course it is, that's right. It's the cotton cloth she wears.
Yeah.
Down in Santa Fe, New
Mexico.
Used
to be her Sunday bow till I went away.
I rode away, right. There are only two calico places listed, one in North Arkansas, and the other one is a ghost town in the Calico Mountains in Southern
There's
California.
There's also, it was Calico, wasn't Calico named after a place, Frank, wasn't it?
Calicut, Southern
Calicut.
India.
Ah, yes. One of our regular radio listeners in the United States of America, William Hyder of Baltimore, Maryland, recalled an old variety or vaudeville turn in which a large lady soprano tried to sing a twittery coloratura song and was constantly interrupted by a heckler, supposed to be a member of the audience, who was also trying to sing, in his case, a childish pop song of 1938. After a lot of arguments, in the end, the lady on the stage agrees that they should sing the two songs simultaneously. Oh. So the chap is called up, and miracle of miracles, the two songs fit together perfectly. Mm. I thought we'd try it. John, a copy coming over to you of Il Bacio. If you will please sing what's written there, perhaps with a little help from Frank. And Ian, assisted by Dennis, 16 bars of an old song called Tip It In. Tip It, Tip It In, Tip It In.
Oh, yeah.
If you'd like to sing what's written there. 16 bars simultaneously from all of you after a standard 4-bar introduction from me. Okay, here we go.
Tippy tippy ding, tippy ding, tippy tippy dong, tippy dong. He could feel a feeling and he had a feeling she was satisfied. Tippy tippy ding, tippy jump, tippy tippy dong, tippy dong. She was saying rose and we held a close line. We won.
Let's try another idea. According to the words of songs, John. In whose company did I, as a boy, hear great argument? Two kinds of people.
He'd oft frequently
heard great argument.
I don't know. You say it.
No, I don't know. I know that bit.
I'm going to
shame,
I'm going to shame you by asking the audience, who are the two people? Doctor and saint, and heard great argument. Frank, your turn. Where was that ever so heavenly shore?
Oh, yes. Well, it's connected with my sandal.
Yes.
Because it's sand in my shoes.
Yes.
Which reminds me of that lovely holiday I had in Havana.
Got it, yes.
Havana. Way to that ever so heavenly shore.
Super. Yes. Ian, I'm not sure you'll know this, Ian. Where are there rumbas and tangos to tickle your spine?
Sounds like pum 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 pum.
Rumbas and tangles tickle your spine. Brown paper packages tied up with strings.
These are some of my tickly things.
It's where there are rumbas and tangos to tickle your spine.
Down Argentina way.
Pardon, Dennis?
Down Argentina way.
Down Argentina way.
Thank you, sir.
Your side got it.
Dennis? I think it was a gentleman in the audience who had it before either of us.
Yes. Dennis, what was I smoking, Dennis, when I went sneaking with my brother Bill beside the cider mill?
Oh, yes.
That's a tricky one.
We're smoking, it must be corn silk, because that's the name of the song.
The corn silk in my daddy's pipe.
I tell you something about that song, because I came across it only recently, which is probably why it came back to mind. But I made a note. I can't remember the exact line now. It's the other song that mentions Huckleberry. It's got... I can't remember where it comes, but look it up.
Moon River.
Apart from Moon River.
We come now to the party pieces. The show was Sunny. The song is Who? The singer, Frank Muir.
I always forget to breathe when you're singing. Who stole my heart away? Who makes me dream all day? Dreams I know could never come true. Seems as though I'll ever be blue. Ooh, he's my happiness. Ooh, would I answer yes? Ooh, well, you ought to guess. Ooh, why, no one but you.
Every now and then, John chooses a folk song which calls, he says, for unaccompanied performance. And that leaves me free just to listen and enjoy. John.
As Kathleen fair beyond compare, asleep upon a bank I spied, all upon tiptoe I sought her side, and kissed her down in the daisy. But up she starts, and on me darts the shafts of scorn from lip and eye. Then in a storm goes sweeping by, and leaves me alone with the daisies. But when next day I chanced that way, there Kathleen blushed in all her charms. With sighs she sank into my arms, and we told our loves to the daisies.
Very sweet. Banks of the daisies.
He has a go, does Joe?
Yeah,
I couldn't do Happy Birthday unaccompanied.
All the same, Dennis, rather a sweet song you've dug up this week. It's rather pretty. Here we go.
Just halfway to heaven, you'll find a cottage small. It's halfway to heaven, beside a garden wall. While butterflies are flirting out in the sun, behind a kitchen curtain, someone's cooking while she's looking out of the window to hear that old refrain that I whistle as I come down the lane. Then she meets me halfway, halfway up that pathway, that's halfway to heaven and home.
When there was all that talk about Scottish devolution, I was worried that if they left us, they might take their songs with them. I suppose they may still, but we'll keep Ian here as a hostage.
per mio Romano, per mio Romani, per mio sad am I without thee. When I'm lonely, dear white heart, black the night or wild the sea, thy love's light my fort finds, the old pathway to per mio Romano, per mio Romani, per mio sad am I without thee.
Late flash has just come in. A quiz victory this week for Ian and Dennis. Goodbye.
Taking part in My Music were John Amis, Frank Muir, Ian Wallace, and Dennis Norden. The chairman was Steve Race. The questions were compiled by Steve Race, and the program was produced by Pete Atkins.